I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, when you get into September in Louisiana, people say, you know, there's nothing like a night in Death Valley, Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. Well, I got to tell you, there's nothing like a Saturday night in September on the island of Grand Isle. There's been people fishing and crabbing all day. Then they fire up their boilers, their grills, and they're out there cooking, and they got radios of the game going on or televisions, and people are just having fun out in the moonlight. And unfortunately, it's a very different, sad situation on the island of Grand right now. It's nothing like that. The mayor of Grand Isle, David Carmodell, joins us now. And David, it's a shame that, you know, this is one of the finest times of the year to be on the island, and unfortunately it's one of the worst times as far as the destruction from this hurricane. What can you tell us? What stage is Grand Isle in now? Are we still clearing the roads? Is a curfew on, or are residents allowed to come back, or people who own camps, or are they still being held off a while until things get a little bit more safe down there?
Well, number one, we opened the roads this morning for the people to come into Chenier Caminada. Before you get on the island itself, we got that pretty well cleaned up. And, you know, that's where the edge of the eye from Port Fouchon, when you're coming onto the island, that was where really where the Grand Isle sign is devastated. We would say 100% of the buildings and the homes and businesses really got hit hard, but you're looking at about 85% that's total loss. And, you know, what's happening, we let them come in to Chenier coming out of this morning. There's very few people that came back, and you're still picking up a few stuff. But, you know, no water, no gas, no electricity. And I'm in my home right now in Chenier, and there's maybe one other family that's closer to Elmer's Island that's in there. That one of the gentlemen had stayed, but his wife came back and stayed with him. And right now, I think there's another one of my councilmen that stayed on. So there's about three families in the Chenier Caminada. You go outside, it's pitch black. All you see is cop cars, you know, just patrolling, which we got everybody just about protected, working with the Grand Isle Police Department and working with the sheriff, Jefferson Parish. And we have different sheriffs from all over the state that's helping us, and with the state troopers. So we got good protection. But then Friday morning, we're going to go ahead and open from 7 to 9, meaning 7 in the morning to 9 o'clock in the morning. We want you to get to your summer homes and the residents and the people that have beautiful camps on the island, or let me call it summer homes. We're asking you to, with the construction that's going on, we took about 3 to 4 foot of sand off LE1 from the Bridgeside Marina going all the way to probably to Cypress Street. The governor sent many of, we got about 100 National Guards that have been working pretty much. They're working tonight. We got DOT, did a wonderful job, the governor, his secretary, DOT, Sean, they really pushed some equipment, and they had to drive. Some of these workers had to drive back to Lafayette and come back the next morning. So, you know, that was an honor. But, you know, working with our EMS and our fire department, these guys stayed. We have no ambulance. We have no fire trucks on this island. We're probably going to go pick them up probably tomorrow morning to bring them back. But we're asking our people, we want to give them a chance. And the reason why I said 7 to 9, the council, myself, we made a decision. And we've been having meetings with through the parish, Jefferson Parish officials, Cynthia and Ricky Templet, and Jefferson Parish has been wonderful. They got the UC working closely with us. And we have meetings every day to see where we're at. So we're asking our people to come in, you know, and fill up your cars and your trucks. We want you to come to Grand Isle. We want you to come straight to your camp between 7 and 9 because heavy construction is still going on. I don't want to lose the National Guard. Remember, some of your property on the north side of LE1 probably got 2 to 3 feet more sand on your property. And the streets, we're still trying to get to the end of the streets for you to get to the end of the road to check your camps. You still got a lot of debris all over the place. But we want you to come back and finish your roofs and try to get as much as you can to cover everything you can. And we're going to try to keep it open. But we got meetings every day. And what we're going to do, Don, is we're going to get Jefferson Parish cops. We have different other cops. We got them on SUVs and the fire department and EMS. We're going to go to the people and see if they need ice while they're working on the camps. We're going to supply them whatever they need. You know, we can give them MRE and stuff like that to feed on. But go and cover your camps, and then curfews at 7 that evening. And like that, that'll keep them off the road, and we can go and come with our little buggies and tell them whatever they need, we can help them. Because we don't want nobody sightseeing. If you come in the Grand Isle, you don't own nothing. Please give us time, because we got a lot of work to do. It looked like a bomb went off. It's the worst I've ever seen, born and raised here. But we got a good team. We finally got people from all over. We got all Louisiana Municipal Association today. They brought, several generators, and we gave the generators to the employees that work for me outside, the men and women that work outside for me, and the police department. Every one of them got a brand-new generator, extension cord, gas, and that brought tears to our eyes, because some of my workers are just living in their homes and nothing. And we're making sure that we got meals every day. People have been wonderful coming in, cooking hot meals. And, we have no running water. We're just starting to get water from the feet a little bit, because old Timmy Kearney and that area, was devastated with water. And they busted the levee to get to our million-gallon tank and pushing water to Grand Isle. We got several leaks in the main water line, but we think we can, so far as what I heard today, we can, the pop-off valves are letting pressures out. So we're going to work all the stations coming for the 34 miles to push water. But in the meantime, we got barges of water that's activated to come in so we can start filling up our tanks. You can live without electricity. You can live without gas. We learned that a long time ago when I was a young boy. You can take a candle. You can make a light and talk to your family. The same candle can make a fire outside, and you can cook. But, Don, you can't live without water. That's the first thing that we do. So we're going to get water to these people. We're going to pressure test. I don't know when it's going to be back on, but we're going to put it in sections on both sides of the island, maybe from right there where the water tank is on Birch Street, and come toward Capitol, toward the west, and go toward Willow to the east. But the sand is from Cypress, coming from the east all the way back to the Bridgeside Marina. And they young men and women for the service, and with DOT, them young men that came in, several pieces of equipment, and we got more equipment coming because we got a lot of friends coming that want to help us clean our roads. There's still wire lines down the streets. We're asking the residents and the summer home people, got beautiful places here, that didn't get to finish putting their roofs on. We're going to let them in. And like I said, we're going to be monitoring them and just stay at your camp. If you get on a road and it don't work out, it's going to prolong things. We're going to try for a day or two. And for you people out there, just go to your property and stay on it. And we're going to help you. We're going to be checking on you. And whatever you need, we got blue roofs. And we got to go ahead and cover it. We got that. They're going to be carrying that and bring your workers. They want to help you. Because we want you to come save as much as you can. But it's a mess, Don.
It definitely is. Well, David, let me ask you this. When people are coming down, whether they're residents or they own summer homes, are they asked to bring some ID? Because, there's going to be some people who want to sightsee, but there's also going to be some people with some ill intentions. They might want to steal something, loot. There's a lot of valuable things, a lot of treasures that people, this thing came up so fast, they couldn't get everything out of there, and they want to go down there and try to salvage those things. Are you checking the people who are coming in? It should be easy enough to do. You only got one road in, one road out.
Well, again, you know, we could tell the sightseers. You know, we tried it for Katrina. We put the residents first, and then the camp owners. And this council we got, you know, we worked together. We talked about it. Said, you know what? Let's get them in for a couple of days. And believe it or not, they came in, all of them, the residents and the summer home people that's got a big investment. And it worked out well. It really did. By doing that, it relaxes you and good neighbors, and we all work good together. So we want to try that again. And far as protection, I can promise the people out there, look, if I shut my little gas light plant, you wouldn't see nothing. I'm by myself in my home. The temperature was 97 degrees. I got a little window unit. Right now, it's probably maybe 78, 80 degrees. I'm in my living room with a couple of fans. And I want to live like my people. I don't want to be in no condo or no camp. I just want to live like my people. And I was impressed, you know, just meet with President Biden during the week. And just five of us met and hurried up and take a bath with three bottles of water and put some clean clothes and went to Galliana and met with the president. And we had five of us in there, and the mayor from Timmy Turner Jr. from Lafitte, which flooded, unbelievable. And we had Chad Chasson, the port director. We had Archie Chasson, and we had Gordy Dove. And we all represented every way we can. And we told the president what we needed. And one of the things that we pushed, we asked for instead of a 30-day 100%, we asked for 90 days because we can't afford none of this. And, you know, we don't want to be nothing free, but we want to make sure we're doing things right. And again, all of us was concerned. And one of the things that was impressive that he was sincere with us. He listened to us, and his staff was very well. The governor was with us. Steve Scalise was with us. And it was very positive. I was impressed because what I liked about him, the most thing, is we brought up about rocks and Grand Isle, where we have rocks and face to the Gulf of Mexico. It protected most of the burrito levee that was rocks behind it was pretty much in good tack. Well, you didn't have rocks in the middle of the island. That's where it took a beating and made several cuts coming to LA-1. So the Corps of Engineers, the National Guards, they're putting dirt as we speak now to plug up them holes because it's still hurricane season. But the president said that where he's from in Delaware along the coast, there's rocks all along. So when he said that, I was all excited. Hopefully we can convince them that we can continue putting rocks. Where it's unbelievable. You got winds up to, 180, 190. It was clocked at 194 at Fort Fouchon, and we took a beating for 12 hours. It took the sand out the Gulf of Mexico over the levee where we had the clay over the tube and made look like you a canal on the north side of the levee in between the camp and the levee. It's a whole different situation. The Corps is coming tomorrow to look at it, also with CPRE, with Chip Klein. The governor, I showed him that today, and he was – it's just a canal between the camps and the levee, which it should be solid, you know, dirt in that back area, in the backyard of the camps. So got a lot of work to do, a lot of engineering to do. But if they'd only listen to us with common sense, and, you know, the governor was here today, we took him from one end of the island and showed him, mostly looking on both sides, and he said, David, this place is devastated. And then we had Congressman Gary Grave and Congressman Troy Porter, and they stayed through the dark with me, and I showed them different areas, and it was unbelievable. And these guys are going to get together and working closely with our parish officials and working with the governor. We got to continue rocks on both sides of the island, and I guarantee you it will stop a lot of that surge coming in to wipe out these homes.
No doubt. Well, David, you sound like you had a nice entourage. You got a lot of help on a lot of levels coming down there. That's very encouraging. It may be a little too soon to ask you about this, or maybe it might be better asked of someone else with the town, but I tried to get someone with FEMA to talk about this, and they deferred to the municipalities and said talk to them. What I'm talking about is this substantial improvement and the substantial damage, this rule or law where FEMA requires if someone's property is damaged 50% and I don't know how they determine what 50% is of the market value, that before they can issue a permit, they have to show that they're going to meet the new elevation requirements as well as the new building code requirements, which I'm told are much more expensive than what they probably are insured to carry. And that could have a really big effect on how quickly or if ever some people come back to Grand Isle. They may just not be able to afford it unless they get some kind of a subsidy to compensate them for the lack of funding they're going to have from what it's going to cost to meet these new codes, to go to the new elevation levels, and what the insurance company is going to pay them.
Exactly. We've met with the FEMA director, the President Biden, and one of the FEMA directors talking with her. We kind of explained, you know, we talked about the elevations, you know, and Betsy was, after Betsy, the houses went up about 8 feet. After Andrew, they wind up going up about 12 feet. Now, where I live at is about 15 feet. We're in a really bad zone here. But most of the money that we hustled from road home, we elevated most of the homes, and even a summer home, we're still elevating. We got a big, big place, a big business place that is ready to be picked up. And, you know, our job as council myself and working with the parish and getting this type of funding from the state and the federal government, we kept on pushing to raise up these homes at the elevation that they wanted. So we got a good record down here filing with FEMA that we're trying to do the right thing as they pass these laws. But, you know, it's very expensive. And, you know, I just fight FEMA every day, being honest with you. I try to be a nice guy, but, you know, it's just, it's a shame. You know, this place is gorgeous. We had two of the best summers we ever had. I've been in business all my life. And like I said, talking to the business people and running the town, running the levy board, and everybody was happy. You know, this is paradise. And, you know, right now we're trying to get the shrimp boats to come in out the locks to go to work. These guys don't want a free check. They want to go to work. Usually after a storm, you got shrimp, crabs. I mean, the seafood is plentiful. So people want to work, and dealing with FEMA is going to be a nightmare, but we're going to continue fighting. But at least we got a good record in our area that we're doing the right thing. So some of the stuff that we don't like, we're going to fight. You know, we want to be true Americans, you know.
David, we got to wrap it up, and the only thing I can tell you is Grand Isle is worth it. It's worth the fight, no question about it.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you something. As long as there's one grain of sand, we're going to plant American flag. I promise you.
You told me that the other night, before and after and during the storm, and I certainly believe you. Thank you, David. Look forward to our next conversation, and we'll get some more positive information going. Thank you so much. All right, David Carmadale, mayor of Grand Isle. Coming back, another hard-hit parish, Tangipahoa. We're going to talk to Robbie Miller, the parish president, right after this. You're listening to our continuing coverage. It's been day 10 of Hurricane Ida aftermath. We're back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.